brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now in hour number three. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're scheduled to be joined by Senator-elect Rand Paul. I've got some questions for him on the economy, on what his agenda is going to be. If you've got questions for him, you can send it to twitter.com/, can't even see it on the wall over there through the glare, twitter.com/RealAlexJones, and we'll get a few of your questions in for Senator-elect Rand Paul as well, who's scheduled to be coming up again. In the next two segments, I'm going to cover news. There's a lot of it I haven't gotten to yet. But James, finishing up, other tidbits. I notice on your blog, you point out that we should ban dihydrogen monoxide, and we've done the study. Most greenies agree, ban dihydrogen monoxide.
As you know, Alex, sharks live in it, sharks and crocodiles and piranhas. It can drown you very easily. It erodes metal. It's the primary cause of the clouds which are responsible for global warming. So I think if we don't ban this menace, dihydrogen monoxide, we're all going to die. And this, of course, is what many of the delegates at the Cancun were signing up for. They were asked to sign a petition, and they were filmed signing that petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide. And, of course, what they didn't realize, because they're stupid that way, is that dihydrogen monoxide is the same thing as H2O, which, of course, as all your listeners know, is water. I mean, this is the kind of world we live in, where people will sign petitions to ban something which is perfectly harmless. Funnily enough, Greenpeace, I think, tried to do something similar with chlorine. They tried to ban an element. Well, it's just not possible. You can't do that.
Well, I mean, here they are being asked to sign it, the delegates. This is the type of idiots the UN gets, and they're saying ban water. And I've seen other TV hosts do the same thing at environmental events. Penn and Teller got over 95% of the people to sign it.
Yeah, they're good men, Penn and Teller. They're on our side. But, Alex, we've got two weapons in this war, at least two weapons. One of them is the truth, and the truth is on our side, and it is not on their side. And the second thing we've got is humor. I like nothing more than baiting liberals, and I've just written a book about this very thing called 365 Ways to Drive a Liberal Crazy.
Oh, that's
coming out in Regnery in January.
Oh, good. We'll have you on.
And it's just designed to annoy, you know, liberals in countless different ways. You know, jokes about Ted Turner, jokes about all our favorite.
Yeah, but why do we call them liberals? They're not, I mean, grassroots, they're liberals, well-meaning idiots that say ban water. But up top, they're vicious criminals.
Oh, well, we are the true liberals. We are the classical liberals. We believe in small government. They are a perverted form of liberalism.
Well, we're going to have you on about the new book coming out. But just in the last minute and a half, what else is on the radar screen? Are you saying they could be successful getting this world government set up at this meeting?
Well, besides the truth and humor, we also have the weather on our side, don't we? I think it's going to get better, going to get worse before it gets better. I think people are going to get angrier and angrier and angrier and ask, why are our governments behaving in this crazy way? I see no sign so far that our governments are changing at all. I mean, okay, you've got the midterms and that, but still, every major government in the world is committed to the idea of man-made global warming as a problem that needs addressing. And until somebody starts giving way and shows some sense, we are not going to improve things.
Well, amazing. I really appreciate you joining us. But I mean, earlier you said they're playing possum. They could get something through. I mean,
of course they could. Look at the European Union. Look how that has grown, you know, by constantly denying that it's trying to grow, by saying, you know, trust us, no, we don't want to be a political union. We just want to be an economic union. Oh, hang on a second. Looks like we've turned into a political union as well. And look, you're now stuck with this currency that you can't get rid of. You can't devalue. Your economy is screwed. Sorry about that, but I'm afraid you're going to be ruled by Germans now. In other words, the European Union has achieved what Hitler could never achieve in 7 years of war. It's done it. You know, Europe is stuffed.
Amazing. We'll talk to you coming up in January when the new book comes out. God bless you, James Dellingpole.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be right back with a bunch of news, then Rand Paul.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are now back live. I'm pretty excited about getting Rand Paul on the show. I can now call him Senator. You know, that drives the globalists absolutely mad with rage. But he's coming up here in about 25 minutes or so from now. You know, the best way to get to all this news is just to start covering it. I'm going to do it right now. 100 million sign up to report on themselves on Twitter in 2010, a Matt Ryan article talking about how Twitter's an admitted tracking grid. People say, then why are you on Twitter? Well, we're using the Matrix to fight the Matrix. It's the same thing with Google and all of it. Continuing with some of the new WikiLeaks information, I'm going to get to that coming up here in a moment. In fact, let's cover WikiLeaks right now. Here's Reuters. WikiLeaks cables Pfizer took aim at Nigeria. U.S. drug maker Pfizer hired investigators to find evidence of corruption against Nigeria's attorney general to convince him to drop legal action against the company over a drug trial involving children. And I see it in the news today in Reuters about a bunch of deaths from another drug company and vaccines. So it's just ongoing, the type of dirty tricks that that are engaged in. In fact, I'm trying to pull up that Reuters story right now. I think I hit print on it earlier, so it should be. It wasn't my health stack. It should probably be in the printer over there. Continuing, Russian official WikiLeaks Julian Assange should receive a Nobel Prize Then it goes on to say an unnamed Russian official suggested Wednesday that detainee WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange should be awarded a Nobel Prize. Non-governmental and governmental organizations should think of ways to help him, a source in the Kremlin administration told RAI Novosti. Perhaps he should be awarded a Nobel Prize. Wonder what would happen to him if he started leaking Russian secrets, though. Again, continuing, Glenn Beck is starting to change his mind on WikiLeaks, starting to say, regardless of what you think of Assange, you've got to get him out of jail because he's being set up, and this endangers the entire media and free speech if we don't. Wow, I agree with him on that. Hackers today vowed to disrupt online shoppers on one of the busiest shopping weekends of the year, attacking Visa, MasterCard sites, and many other sites associated with shutting off Julian Assange and WikiLeaks bank accounts and other things. UN Human Rights Head, concerned over pressure on WikiLeaks, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, said she is concerned over reports of government pressure on Internet service providers and other companies. So the UN gets to play the part of the good cop here when they are a creature of the Anglo-American military industrial complex. Anonymous, big hacker group, are running attacks on anti-WikiLeaks sites with low Orion ion cannon. And you can go over that. It's from Kryptone.org, the system that they are using to do that. That's not an actual ion cannon from space. I guess they're using the term from Star Wars for this particular system. Dutch police arrest a suspect in pro-WikiLeaks hacking. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. Dutch authorities said they arrested a 16-year-old boy suspected of being involved in attacks on the websites of MasterCard and Visa that were allegedly mounted by sympathizers of document-leaking WikiLeaks site. Continuing with what's happening with WikiLeaks here, Assange lawyers prepare for U.S. spying indictment. Attorneys say American indictment related to Espionage Act imminent for WikiLeaks founder. Amazing. You've got a foreigner who's not even an American citizen, and they're talking about indicting him for espionage when he's not even in their power. He didn't engage in the supposed espionage within the United States. They're just basically putting a bounty out on him, or we're getting ready to. This is unprecedented. I mean, will the communist Chinese, if I post a secret document hypothetically that came out of their country, will they announce they want me arrested for espionage and then they grab me and claim that I was rude to the tooth fairy or something, or that I didn't wear a condom or something, and then I'll just disappear into a black hole of purgatory? Regardless of what you think about WikiLeaks, you've got to get Assange out of there. They are going to burn free speech and the First Amendment, and they're going to use him as the match to do it. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, the man behind the publication of more than a quarter million classified U.S. diplomatic cables, could soon be facing spying charges in the U.S. related to the Espionage Act. Assange lawyer said today, our position, of course, is that we don't believe it applies to Mr. Assange, and that in any event, he's entitled to First Amendment protections as publisher of WikiLeaks, and any prosecution of the Espionage Act would, in my view, be unconstitutional and put at risk all media organizations in the U.S., Assange's attorney Jennifer Robinson told ABC News. Well, no kidding. Torturing people's children to get answers out of them is totally wicked and illegal. Stealing trillions of dollars is illegal and not telling Congress where the money went. Having TSA goons radiate you and stick their hands down your pants is illegal. So much of what this criminal constellation known as government does is illegal. But they don't care. They just do it. And I'm telling you, this is Cass Sunstein, who was at the beginning at the setup of WikiLeaks. We know that. He wrote an article bragging about it in the Washington Post. And this is a government intelligence operation, and right now I can say with certainty Julian Assange is the 2010 Lee Harvey Oswald Tim McVeigh, but of the information age. They're going to use this to pass the cybersecurity, all this other legislation. This is dangerous. This is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. I mean, what did Obama trying to pass right now in Congress? And it looks like it's going to pass. where U.S. companies, small businesses, can't even bid on military contracts, whether it's putting in plumbing or a new roof or M16s or bullets, cartridges, and they can just put them all on a blacklist and not even let them know they're on a secret list. No judge, no jury, just the Pentagon does it, and only select groups get the contracts. This is the new America, just total insider lawlessness. Meanwhile, you have the Prince Charles and his haggling, Camilla Bowles or whatever her name is, Camilla Parker Bowles. There are people rampaging all over London about having their tuitions tripled. Oh, but the taxes are all going up. But see, everything goes to the bankers. See, they don't need you anymore. They grew their government. They got you addicted to it. Their police state and telescreens and face scanners are in place. They don't need you. So the people are running around, and they threw some bags of paint on the car, reportedly, and yelled at them and said, off with their head. And the head of the Metro Police in London says they were lucky not to be shot. Police chief says armed officers showed enormous restraint as mob attacked Charles and Camilla. I've seen the video. It's pretty ninnying. It's people slapping on the windows, and Camilla Parker Bowles, the Duchess of Detritus, or whatever her name is, the Duchess of Filth, the Duchess of Garbage. You know, people say that these criminals don't run anything. 2 years ago in Canada, the Queen used the Governor General to shut down the Parliament because they didn't do what she wanted. Happened in 79, in the late 70s in Australia. I mean, this is a criminal organization. So the mob boss's son with his hag are all dressed up in their strumpet outfits, and the Duchess of Detritus and the Prince of Puke were just, I mean, the video's online. We've got it linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're literally like, oh, good Lord, the rabble, put more fluoride in their water immediately. Brain damage them. Their IQs aren't dropping enough or fast enough. They're not submitting to us. More surveillance cameras, more armed troops, more police state immediately. This is in your house. I mean, look at it's a frightening prospect, a horrifying, the rally, they're saying off with their heads. No, I mean, that's what they're doing. And the victim is like, the roaches are scurrying about. Prince Philip has tried to eliminate them. We've overrun the nation with brooding foreigners. We can use it to put it into the police force and the CPS to kidnap their children. But these filthy Brits who don't like our German royal family that runs everything, the Saxe-Coburg Gothas, we'll deal with them. Oh. I mean, literally, Charles looked even more effeminate than his wife, just going, oh, protect me, royal guard. I'm sorry. You can tell both of them almost had a Queen Elizabeth II in their pants. You know, I don't usually do potty humor, but around the office, you know, when somebody's got to get out of a meeting or something, they're like, I'm sorry, it'll just be a Rockefeller. You know, that means a quick, you know, minute or two. But sometimes they go, hey, I got to do a Queen Elizabeth II, number two. And all right, folks, I apologize to our radio station. It's a very family-friendly, clean show. But when I start imitating the royals, I...
The rabble filth and mormons, look at them running around like vermin in the streets. I can't wait till our world government extermination force is in place to remove as many of them as possible. Oh, I love sucking off of them, but goodness, I like to go out to the theater dressed up like an effeminate peacock with all of my medals festooning my breast, with my haglet wearing a giant crown on her head. But to actually see them turn against me, I guess all those PR shows we finance telling them how weak and pathetic we are aren't working. They actually know that we're the ones sucking everything out of them. I just lectured them last month that they shouldn't take a hot bath, but I have royal trains and 77 aircraft and 94 palaces. but they shouldn't be able to take a hot bath. And I'm so pleased that the old ladies have to ride in the buses to stay warm now because they can't pay for their gas allowance. But now we're heating all of our palaces quite nicely. And after we've exterminated all of you, we're going to have plenty.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it away.
We are back live. I mentioned some of this yesterday, but I want to get back into it because I need to write an article about this or make a video about it. Because for 15 years, I've known about the government worldwide in every Western nation, from Australia to the U.S., from Canada to England, from Germany to Denmark, taking people's blood at birth and putting it in a U.N. Financed global government database. And finally, lawsuits got filed by some of my listeners in Minnesota over this and in Texas. And they've won, and they found out that, yes, it's an Army database. Well, it's more than that. Look, I was sent the documents almost 15 years ago by a nurse in San Antonio. And Jason Douglas wrote a great article, but he's going off what the media said. You know, 2002, Texas started taking blood. No. 39 years ago, worldwide, they began taking blood from all newborns and lying and saying it's got to be sent to the health department to do a blood test. They take two sets. They do the blood test at the hospital or send it to a lab. That blood goes and is being kept and sold to pharma companies. And they've had cases where they patented certain proteins and things in your blood. And then when you go to get genetic treatment later, guess what? They've already got you on file. And it's for eugenics and bioweapons development. That's all come out. So it's so frustrating that even now that this is admitted, that I must not have done my job, because people don't even know the tip of the iceberg. There's a whitewash out of KXAM. The Statesman had one. And they go on to admit that in the last lawsuit the government settled, they admitted that they were selling it to the Army. Well, it's not just that. It's a state law. You know, they claim, oh, it's a state law we test the blood for the diseases, but it's a state law to get your blood to give to the Army. It's illegal what they're doing with it, but they have the law about collecting it. And the law is on the hospitals. You as a parent don't have to do it. It's a law that they have to attempt it. And there's now a class action suit been filed over newborn babies' blood, going to the Pentagon, going to private companies. And at the end of it, the government says it's preposterous that we've got a DNA database. When they say a minute before on the TV piece and in the paper that that's what the lawsuit showed. But those documents are all public now. I mean, this stuff, anybody did the research, it's all out there. Okay, for 39 years, if you were born in New Zealand, Australia, England, Canada, the United States, Western Europe, we've already been under a global government. It's all standardized. We've got Head Start. They've got Secure Start, you know, in Europe and other areas. We've got telescreens, barking orders. They've got them going in England. I mean, it's the same deal. It's continuity of agenda. And people better wake up to that. And here's another one. The Texas Tribune lawsuit alleges DSHS sold baby DNA samples. That's admitted. You can't get the mainstream media around here to report on what's admitted. It'd be like if the space shuttle took off and you know, flew into orbit. They'd say, allegedly, the space shuttle took off. Or if the sun came up, they have a headline, allegedly, the sun came up. But then somebody goes on a message board and says they're Osama bin Laden and they're going to attack. And the AP and Reuters run headlines, bin Laden says he's going to attack. And then later they say this came from a message board. See, they're always playing it down. And I'm not saying these writers at KXAN or the Statesman are eight government agents. They've already bought into tyranny and that this is all for their own good and government loves them and they're childlike in their mentality. So, well, it can't be true. They sold it secretly. That's a little scary. So even though it's admitted they did, we'll just say it's alleged. So we all feel better. You know, we don't want to create mistrust of the government because civically the right thing to do is to teach trust. You know, they teach in journalism school in this country to teach trust of the government. What is Congressman Cohen trying to shut down Jesse Ventura's TV show saying in his editorial? He says, you know, we've got to have a media that teaches people to trust the government. That's how out of touch they are. The government thinks you're cattle. They stick their hands down your pants. They put you in scanners. They're taking blood samples at checkpoints warrantlessly under federal grants. Local police are being federalized. They're spying on everything you do. It's out of control, and it needs to stop. You know, we're about to go to break and come back with Senator-elect Rand Paul, hopefully, because he's a busy schedule. I do just want to remind folks, this show is listener-supported. If you believe in what we're doing, go to prisonplanet.tv. You can get 5-plus months free every Christmas. And if you can also go create an account, make a username, passcode, give it as a gift to friends and family in an e-card or written in a card. All my films, the live show, higher-quality podcast, the video streams, $5.95 a month. Or get a year membership and get a huge discount, the equivalent of 5.3 months free, prisonplanet.tv. And you can also get your orders in at InfoWars.com for hard copies of all the films.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, he's promised to come back in the new year for longer. We've only got him for about 10-15 minutes right now. How amazing. Senator-elect Rand Paul going to the Senate. Senator, I just want to say congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you again, Alex.
My first question is, they threw everything they could at you, one of the biggest demonization campaigns in modern history. It failed. What does that say about the dinosaur corporate establishment media?
Well, I think it's amazing that, not only did they throw the kitchen sink at us, they made up a few things along the way. But what I would say is that the mainstream media doesn't control the process anymore. I think there are so many other outlets where people are getting their news. Talk radio is a big one. The Internet's another big one. And I think also that the scare tactics of saying, oh, so-and-so is going to take away or cut off your grandmother's Social Security doesn't work anymore because people realize that if we do nothing, no one will have Social Security, no one will have Medicare, because the politicians have basically spent all the money, and there has to be some reform. Whether you like it or not, there's going to have to be some kind of entitlement reform.
Well, moving quickly through these questions, again, you're gracious to join us. Obviously, I'm sure you know that Cass Sunstein at the White House, Commissioner of the FCC, said freedom without government control of media was an aberration. They're really moving in right now to try to curtail free speech. What's your concern with that, Senator?
Well, it's funny. I've been concerned about the fairness doctrine ever since I was a teenager, and I can remember writing to a conservative leader back then, and the conservative leader said, oh, we need a fairness doctrine because the liberals are controlling all the radio and the television. Now it's funny. It's the opposite. Now that there's more conservative commentators, the liberals want to stifle the conservatives. But I think free speech is free speech, whether it's a liberal commentator or a conservative commentator, and that we shouldn't have the government involved in deciding what we hear on the radio waves, what we read in the newspaper, what is written in books.
Senator, obviously you're watching the lame duck Congress try to legalize illegal aliens with the DREAM Act, trying to further gut society, trying to pass the food safety bill, which was written by Big Agra to shut down local farms and ranches. Boy, I tell you, they are really showing how disconnected they are. Are you going to try to lead in the Senate to make sure that whatever horrible things they do, like Obamacare and other things, are repealed?
Absolutely. And the other thing is you got to wonder why, when we just had such a big historic mandate of an election, that they're trying to ram all these things through in a lame duck. Of course, we know why, but the thing is we shouldn't let them do it. The people have spoken and elected, you know, nearly 100 new people in the House, 13 new people in the Senate, that we need to wait till the electoral process has been allowed to occur and the new people get there. So, yes, anything they try to do in this session, I think we will try to reverse. And I think that you're already hearing people. You know, people are saying that let's wait for the new people. That's what Senator DeBent said today. Let's wait for the new senators.
Absolutely. They've certainly been rebuked in their activities, but they're like a bunch of drunken sailors trying to steal as much as they can. Speaking of your father, headline, Ron Paul, author of In the Fed, to lead a panel overseeing central bank. Are you going to join with your father in an attempt to get rid of the private Federal Reserve system that won't tell Congress where the trillions went?
Well, how exciting is it to have the probably historically the number one critic of the Fed being in charge of oversight of the Fed? That's got to excite people throughout the country, and I think a lot of good will come of it. I think the first thing we have to do is try to audit the Fed and have a real, meaningful audit of the Fed. I was amazed at the coalition my dad put together. Over 330 people in the House signed on to it, 30-some-odd people in the Senate. And yet, like so many legislative shenanigans, they stole victory from him and they gave us a watered-down audit. But even the watered-down audit, we're getting some information about what the Fed bought. But boy, he could really get through, if he could get through a real audit, I will be supporting and introducing that in the Senate as well. So I think the potential for us shedding some light on what the Fed does is enormous.
A lot of folks obviously want your father to run for president. Are you thinking about, or are you getting questions, Senator-elect, about running for president yourself?
Well, no, but it's very complimentary to get such a question. But, you know, I think I haven't even really been sworn into my first office, so it might be premature for me to be thinking about it.
Well, it was the same
office.
Thing with George Washington. He went right from general to president. I mean, we need doctors and farmers and people to be senators and presidents. We don't need, you know, the lawyers. I mean, it's so great that you and your father are both doctors. I mean, you're there right now seeing patients today in between this interview. Your victory is our victory, and I just want to commend you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I know you've got a lot of loyal listeners, and we hear from them, and we meet them across the country and all across Kentucky. I end up running into your loyal fans. But the interesting thing is that we're going to do some things that have never been done before, in the sense that as soon as I get there, I'm going to talk about and introduce a bill that will cut a significant amount of spending. We have a bill we're working on that will cut $500 billion worth of spending, and that's where we've got to start. And I think the American people are ready to hear it because the American people know that we're mortgaging our future to China, that we're printing up the money to pay for these massive debts. And then ultimately, as the day of reckoning comes closer and closer, we are in fear of destroying our country if we don't do something about this. And so I think people are no longer afraid, at least I'm not afraid, to go ahead and introduce significant spending cuts and say, look, if you're serious about this problem, you need to vote for this.
Absolutely.
We have a discussion.
Senator, sorry to interrupt you. We've only got about 6 minutes left with you here today, and I've got so many questions. MSNBC was deceitful. They lied about what your real views were. They tried all sorts of dirty tricks. They said, if you don't like Obamacare, you are a racist. We now learn that hundreds of millions of dollars from your father's even partial audit of our tax money went to General Electric and to MSNBC. How creepy is that to know that a government media source like the Kremlin or something went after you?
Well, and the weird thing about it also is that, you know, I tell people that once upon a time our dollar was backed by gold until about 1971, at least partially. From 71 to about the year 2005, our dollar was backed by at least U.S. Treasury bills, debt. Wasn't the best thing in the world, but it was the least it was government debt. From about 2005 on, though, it's backed by, I guess, buying GE, MSNBC, backed by buying used car loans, basically backed by what the government calls toxic assets, things that you and I and no person with a rational investment mind would ever buy. We were forced to buy by the Federal Reserve buying it. But that's essentially what backs the U.S. dollar now. Toxic assets are now what we pyramid the dollar on, and that is worrisome.
Incredible. Dealing with the carbon tax, when you said, I've got a message from the Tea Party to Washington, we're going to stop you from this carbon tax. California went ahead with it. A 20% tax, they're already got over 30% unemployment, 60 Minutes reports. What are you going to do as a senator, sir, to try to aggressively block Obama from implementing his agenda by stealth through the EPA and FDA and other groups?
Yeah, that's one of my biggest fears. And one of the things that through the election I learned more about our government was that I was amazed and appalled to know how much the unelected bureaucrats are doing. And that basically if something fails in the Senate or on the House, they simply do it anyway through these bureaucracies. And so part of the reform agenda that I think the Tea Party stands for, one of the items that I will push for is sunsetting all regulations. Basically, if they pass a regulation, it has to be voted on in Congress by a certain period of time, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, but it cannot just be put on the books by unelected bureaucrats. And really, we're in danger of having the government run by these standing bureaucracies. You know, the founding fathers talked about standing armies. Now what we have is a standing bureaucracy that we need to fear, and we really need to have governmental reform. And that's a big thing that I'm going to be pushing as part of what I call the Tea Party platform.
Amazing. Senator, dealing with the TSA, we had your father, the honorable congressman and medical doctor from Texas, where I hail from. We had him on about 3 weeks ago, and it made national news and the Drudge Report and ABC News and other places. He hadn't really complained about it previously. He was against the TSA and it's groping and radiating people. But now the TSA is announcing they're going to continue sticking their hands actually in people's pants. They only grabbed him on the outside of the pants. And same thing happened to former Governor Ventura. Now the Indian ambassador says she'll never come back here again. That's in the news today. I mean, who runs things, the TSA and Homeland Security or the Congress? Plus, what are the feds doing seizing control of transportation? Now they're expanding out to the roads. They're putting telescreens in Walmart with Napolitano, giving people orders. What's your take on all this Orwellian stuff, and what's your plan to deal with that?
Well, I think it's amazing that after 10 years, we still don't have a frequent flyer plan. It just shows you the incompetence of the federal government that, you know, my father flies twice a week. My brother-in-law flies three or four times a week. Why is there not some sort of voluntary program or private program where you could volunteer to have a little more background check, but do it voluntarily, and have a private group that you do it, and then you fly through the airport or walk through without obstruction? There's no reason why this couldn't be done, except for the government does not seem to be able to do anything in a logical fashion. And so instead of saying, well, let's investigate certain people who are flying in from certain countries, most of the danger, I think, and risk on the planes is people coming from other countries. So why don't we look at those folks, you know, look at the flight plan of who's coming to visit us from certain countries and do some investigation in advance of those folks. But I think we're wasting time on the millions and millions of Americans who aren't a threat. And when you waste so much time on those people, you don't have enough time to spend on the people who truly are a threat.
Well, Senator Rand Paul joining us live, only a minute or two left. They know that the American people aren't the threat, but the MIAC and Homeland Security report, again, your father, it said if you have a Ron Paul sticker, that's the enemy. Returning veterans, it was in the news yesterday that TSA's harassing our returning troops. I mean, you're being diplomatic, and I respect that, but what do you, I mean, in your gut, do you agree that this is just a federal power grab and they want to train us, you know, normal citizens, to basically submit like we're criminals in a prison?
Well, I think the danger anytime you give a government agency so much power is that exactly what Rahm Emanuel said about government, you know, let no crisis go wasted, let no crisis deter us, or, you know, let's use those crises to go ahead and foment and use government to grow larger and larger. So, yeah, there is a danger, and what they do is they suck in some well-meaning people, and they want the power to say that it's going after terrorism, which none of us want terrorists to be allowed to attack our country. But in the process, we all get swooped up in it, and all of our liberties get infringed upon. And that's the real danger in these things. Mm-hmm. But it always works upon trying to show you something that is rational, something that people don't want to have happen. Nobody wants another terrorist attack. But in doing so, then everybody gets lumped in together, and our freedoms get eroded and taken away.
Last question, sir. Obviously, there are a lot of Republicans and like Boehner, who it was in Bloomberg, was going to try to block your father getting the committee chairmanship that he was already supposed to get in seniority, and blocking so many others. He's a protege of Newt Gingrich, who supports global warming taxes and globalism. I'm not trying to get a fight going between Republicans, but we've seen former Senator Trent Lott brag in the news that, hey, we're going to co-opt all these new senators and House members. I would hope that if you do see the co-opting, that not only we know you won't sell out, we know that, you're honorable family, you're an honorable person, values are what matter, but hopefully you'll blow the whistle and truly lead and let us know about who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. We know Senator DeMint's good and a few others. What's your basic statement on that? I mean, are they already trying to pull you into the smoky rooms?
Well, I think what's interesting is that we've already had an impact and we haven't even gotten up there. And I think they have heard the message, and you've heard some of them saying, you know what, we heard the message of the election. But the real devil is in the details, and, you know, of what these negotiations are, what happens behind closed doors. And I will do my utmost to shine light on that, but also to stand up in the Senate and say, this isn't what we're going to do. We have to do something about the debt. And we can't just keep spending money. So, yeah, I think you'll find that I will be mm-hmm. a voice that will look for opportunities at every turn to try to slow down their agenda and also to correct things. And I think that that's not really been done in the past, because so many of the people who get elected have been in office forever and ever. I've never been in office before. So I think it gives me a perspective where I haven't been beaten down by the system. And I go there really, truly with the belief that I can and want to be part of a movement that changes our country for the better.
Yes, sir. In closing, and I know you've got to get back to patience, one caveat here. I know that we do need to cut spending. You've called for cutting defense. I believe you said by $100 billion. That's large. That's substantive. But also, don't we need to say no more bailouts? If somebody like Paulson comes down there again, like happened in October 2 years ago, and says, we're going to have martial law, we're going to have collapse if you don't do this. I mean, what do we do at that point when they try to hold our financial system hostage again? I mean, what are you planning to do at that point?
Well, I think you need to have people who are brave enough and confident enough in their belief in freedom to stand up and say, we can survive a bankruptcy, and also to point out that AIG's bankruptcy or lack of bankruptcy in their bailout basically wasn't bailing out just AIG. It was bailing out a lot of Wall Street bankers who had money in AIG, but also was bailing out a lot of foreign banks. So really a lot of this is just pointing out the truth and letting people know that And I think people are very upset when they find out that, you know, very, very wealthy inside bankers in New York, as well as across the country and across the world, benefited from average middle-class taxpayers like the rest of us having to send money to Washington to bail out AIG. Mm-hmm. But what they do is they all gang up and say, oh, it'd be the end of the world if you don't do this. But my dad's always made a good point that all the people who said it would be the end of the world and that there'd be a collapse of the economy were all the same people who didn't predict any of this coming. So we don't have to accept their word at face value, that we have to take their predictions as they were.
Well, thank you, Senator-elect, and we look forward to talking to you when you are in office. This is a great victory for all lovers of liberty. They threw everything they could at you and collectively all of us, and they failed. This could be history if we get Ron Paul in as president, as John Adams, and then down the road, like John Quincy Adams, Rand Paul. Sir, God bless you. Have a great holiday. Say hi to your wife and sons, and say hi to your father and mother. Just God bless you, Senator.
Thank you, Alex.
Amazing. There he goes. Senator Rand Paul. And they pulled their hair out. They did everything they could to stop us, and they failed. And it's like a victory of Washington at Trenton. We're going to have more victories. And, hey, some of us aren't going to make it out of this. But in the end, my great-great-great-great-grandchildren are going to be just like Buck Rogers. We're going to the stars, and they're not going to stop us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499 2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This song's to all the patriots.
I was a highwayman.
All the lovers of liberty.
Along the coach roads I did ride.
None of us are going to make it out of this alive. So if we stand up for what's right, we will live forever. That's all that matters.
Lost her bobbles to my
we will live on through our progeny. and our examples
and soldier shed his life
that we give to them
way.
Will help them be greater than we ever were.
The masters hung me in the spring of 25.
But I am still alive.
But I am still alive.
Land of the free, home of the brave is awakening.
The
social engineers that masquerade as liberals are Nazi fascist criminals, and they will be defeated. And their neocon servants and the fake right-wing rhino whores will be defeated. I went aloft.
I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow.
When it broke off.
And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed.
But I'm living still.
But I'm living still.
Ron Paul on Ending the Fed, the power of ideas will prevail.
I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide.
A place called Boulder.
A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado.
That's enough. I gotta get to some final news here. Thank you, guys.
I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below.
They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound.
In that great tomb that knows no sound.
But I'm still around.
But I'm still around.
Won't be time for Johnny Cash today.
I'll always be
Ron Paul. Ron Paul. This is a key article up at GCNlive.com. It's also up on PrisonPlanet.com. Get out to everybody you know. Ron Paul on Ending the Fed, the power of ideas will prevail. Congressman, we should think about changing the Fed and getting rid of the Fed. So now, and he's agreed on this show, he is now in danger. And I've talked to him behind the scenes, folks. Ron Paul is now entering the area that Abraham Lincoln did when he tried to throw out the bankers. He's now entering the area that JFK entered. But the idea is bulletproof. But Ron Paul, they're going to come after him now. He is going to be the chairman of the committee that has the rightful congressional power to subpoena and go after this fourth branch of private corporate government. Key article, Ron Paul on Ending the Fed. The power of ideas will prevail. In fact, let's make this the number one Google search term today. I haven't done one all week. Let's make it power of ideas. I don't know if we can do it right at the end of the show. It'll take a few hours. But if all of you search right now, we can do it. Power of ideas. Power of ideas. And Google blocks us, but you can take our article, post it, and then you'll get the traffic. I don't care. Power of ideas. Three words. Let's do it. Let's end the Fed together. We're sending Rand Paul to the Senate. We're sending Ron Paul to the House. And they're leading the charge against the globalists that have been perched on top of us, shucking us dry. Power of ideas. I want to make that the number one Google search term today. Let's do it together. I normally have to do it at the first of the show for it to be successful, but you can do it. Just put it in the Google search engine over and over again. Power of ideas. Continuing, establishment Republicans introduced bill to criminalize WikiLeaks. And that means anybody else's free speech. Ron Paul claims chairmanship of Monetary Policy Subcommittee, prepared to subpoena Fed. Boom! Glenn Beck channels Alex Jones, economic crisis, food riots, and martial law coming. Boom! Texas sells baby's blood, second lawsuit filed. It's going in a secret Pentagon database. Boom! Mainstream news now. 100 million sign up to report on themselves on Twitter in 2010. Boom! That's just some of what we got here, but I'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you believe in what we're doing, if you've checked out the research and found out we're telling you the truth, if you haven't done that yet, don't believe me. Look into it for yourself. Take action. Find out this stuff is real. And then decide what side of history you want to be on. You want to get in the ditch and lick the boots of the tyrants, or you want to get up on your hind legs and kick their butt. See you back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.